A Boston University hockey player facing rape charges is no longer enrolled in the university, according to school officials. Max Nicastro is the second player on BU's hockey team to be charged with sexual assault this school year. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonez reports on reaction among some BU students.
Boston University is often called a hockey school. The team has one of the biggest budgets and the most celebrity. But now the team is notorious. Noelle Coleman is a freshman and just rooted for BU in the Beanpot hockey tournament.
I was really surprised to see it come up again, just kind of baffled, like, how this keeps happening.
By this, Coleman means rape allegations. On Sunday, her fellow student, Max Nicastro, was arrested for an alleged sexual assault on a woman in a campus dorm. Nicastro was a junior on the hockey team. His arraignment comes a little more than 2 months since his fellow teammate, Corey Trevino, was arrested and dismissed from school. Trevino was arraigned on charges of sexual assault. The year before, Trevino and another hockey player were disciplined for producing a vulgar, hypersexualized rap song and posting it on the web.
Party like a punk, party like a punk star, party like a punk.
We can't play much more than the chorus. The rest of the song describes sexual, drunken exploits of hockey players. The singer describes, quote, banging women without knowing their names, and mentions many BU landmarks. Because of the song and a penchant for wild parties, many students perceived hockey players to be rowdy.
Unfortunately, I'm not surprised that this happened.
Maya Jimenez is a junior and lived in the same dorm as Nicastro. She says she doesn't follow sports on campus, but she's aware of different teams' reputations. She says hockey players are simultaneously seen as kings and cowboys.
These guys, it's like ludicrous how much attention they get and how much leeway they think they have with everything. Girls throw themselves on them, and it's known that girls like go to these parties expecting to like hook up with these athletes and whatever, and it's like, I don't know, I think it's gross.
Still others think the problem is isolated to a few players. Tim McGuirk is a freshman and a hockey fan.
You know, certainly this has caused everyone here at BU to really look in the mirror and say, hey, what are the values that we're promoting here as a hockey program? But BU will continue to be a program of excellence. I think it's just a function of weeding out these players, you know, who don't stand for the Terrier way.
We tried to catch the hockey team at practice yesterday, but the doors to the ice rink were locked. We were told BU hockey coach Jack Parker isn't doing interviews for the time being, and the BU athletic director was out of town and unavailable. Boston University's Dean of Students, Kenneth Elmore, wouldn't say whether he thinks there's a larger problem with the hockey team.
I'm not going to say whether I do or not. Okay. I think that I've got to work off of investigating what we've got right now in front of us. Certainly, I have the luxury of looking at the big picture. And in that investigation, I think if we see that there are some connecting points here, whatever those might be, we'll try and make sure that we address that.
Elmore says, by and large, the school's athletes and other students behave like responsible adults. The student who was arrested was not typical. BU administration says Max Nicastro is no longer enrolled at the university. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonez.